It's different, but I think it helped me in some ways, you know, because you learn how to read coverages, read checks when you're supposed to check things, so you can see rotations a little faster. I think it made me a smarter running back, you know, because I had to know what everybody had to do. Now, I only got to know my position and rotation and certain cutbacks that I can look for. And, I mean, that's a lot less load than what I had to deal with.
But when Turner first came to you, did you take that as there are two ways to look at it. One, he doesn't think I'm good enough to play quarterback. Or two, he thinks I'm a good enough athlete to help elsewhere.
I say it's two, you know, a good enough athlete to play elsewhere. But, I mean, I wasn't a bad quarterback, you know. I was making plays. We were scoring touchdowns, moving the ball efficiently. And when he came to me, we didn't really have running backs at that point, you know. So when I had an opportunity and he switched me, I was willing to do it.
If you had stayed at quarterback, do you think you'd be in this league?
Yeah, I do.
If you stayed at wide receiver, do you think you'd be in this league?
Yeah.
So you didn't have a lot of, you're not eating up with a lot of self-doubt there.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Never. My brother, Sam Quinn. He like my best friend, and he my brother, and he went through a lot too, you know. College, he was one of the first to graduate, so I looked up to him, and if, you know, I'm having problems or I need somebody to talk to, I always go to him, and he's been a big support to me. No, not really. I think I'm different, but I mean, I do like certain backs, and you know, I think I take some things from them, you know.
What's all the attention been like for you?
It's been fun, you know. I'm just enjoying the moment. I'm a shy person, so I really don't like a lot of attention, but I mean, I'm enjoying it while it's lasting. You never know when it can leave, so just enjoy the moment.
Talking about how important is family?
Family, very important to me, you know. Go talk to people, you know, those are the people that's with you from day one. You know, I love just sitting down, you know, playing them card games with your grandmother and having them big meals, you know. Everybody loves big meals, so, I mean, I enjoy being with my family.
I read an article where your brother said that you were a big mama's
boy.
Is that true?
Yeah, I love my mom, man.
How come?
She's just been there from day one, you know, raising six kids, you know. I think she's the ultimate mom, you know. She just been there, you know. I know she struggled through things and, you know, never let us feel, you know, a doubt in her mind that we couldn't be successful, so. A reason why I'm here today is because of my mom.
Is it sort of surreal?
Yes, she is, of course.
Is it sort of surreal how fast this has all come? Just how quickly this has developed?
It is, you know. It happens fast, but, hey, NFL is a fast game, right? So I'm adapting to it. I'm having fun.
Jim Stark says, rush for more yardage than any other running back in the postseason so far. What has this last month been like for you?
A roller coaster ride. Just everything, you know, been great for me. You know, I'm having fun, getting opportunities, living life.
How hard was it for you to stand on the sideline and watch this team, particularly the way the run game was struggling earlier in the season?
It's tough, just because, you know, you're not out there doing something you love to do and knowing you could be successful if you had opportunity. So, I mean, it was tough, but I just prayed on it and, you know, now I'm blessed to be in this situation.
Did that experience sitting out help you in any way, getting a chance to watch the team from the outside, see maybe where you could help?
Yeah, I mean, it helped you a lot, you know, just because you see in all reality, you know, anything can happen, and, you know, you don't know when your time is going to come, so it just helps you realize, you know, how you got to make the best and the most out of every opportunity you get. And that's what I think why I'm successful, because I realize how much it means, you know, to me to not play football.
Mike McCarthy just said in his press conference upstairs that you will be a factor in this game on Sunday. Does that seem almost surreal, seeing as to where you were 2 months ago?
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, if I do my job and be successful, it caused receivers out there to get one-on-one coverage if they're stacking the box. And one-on-one coverage, you know, we got to win our one-on-one battles, and we got great receivers. So, I mean, that'll help the offense extremely.
Is that the way that you help this team the most, is just the threat of the run more than anything?
Yeah, I mean, I could break a big play, too. So, I mean, I think that helps our team as a whole. You know, we're so balanced. You know, we can run the ball or pass the ball, and that could be a threat.